Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Vento bendito que vem em nome do Senhor. Bringing you the latest news on Pope Benedict XVI's pastoral journey to Brazil, which began Wednesday 9th of May and ties up on Monday, May 14th. For the record, this is his sixth journey abroad in the course of his two-year pontificate, but the first to the Western Hemisphere. It combines a pastoral visit to two local churches, São Paulo and Aparecida, in a nation where over 43% of the world's Catholics live, and ends with the highlight of the journey, the inauguration of the fifth General Conference of the Episcopal Conferences of Latin America. Bem-vindo, este povo te acolhe com amor. That's in Aparecida, where Pope Benedict arrived on Friday, reaching there from São Paulo by helicopter and spending the night at the Bom Jesus Seminary, following in the footsteps of his predecessor to the See of Peter, Pope John Paul II, in July 1980. And where Pope Benedict celebrated Mass in the private chapel on Saturday morning, only to leave there 9:30 local time to cover the 30 kilometres that separate the seminary from a green valley where a rehabilitation centre founded in 1979. Ema McCarthy, who is currently in Brazil, reports on the Fazenda de Esperanza, which draws inspiration from both Franciscan charism and the spirituality of the Focolare movement.
Pope Benedict arrived just shortly after 10 o'clock local time. He arrived at the farm of Garantingueta, and there he spoke to over 2,000 young people who had gathered at that farm from other fazendas across the world, from Asia, Africa, Central and Latin America, and of course Brazil itself. And there Pope Benedict XVI told them to be ambassadors of hope. These young people are the children of Franciscan Brother Hans Stapel and Nelson Giovanelli Ross, the founders of these farms, these rehabilitation centres where young people who have lost all hope are given a second chance to win back their lives. On his arrival, the Holy Father Paul suggests a cloistered community of the poor clares, who are an essential part of the farm's spiritual life, who live in a convent just further down the valley from the fazenda. He addressed the poor clares in a newly built chapel, a chapel that was built particularly for the Pope's visit and was dedicated to Brazil's first saint, Frei Galvão, who the Holy Father canonized in a solemn ceremony in São Paulo on Friday. Speaking to the poor clares, the Pope reflected that in places where society no longer sees any future or hope, Christians are called to proclaim the power of the resurrection. It is here, in this Fazenda de Esperanza, he said, home to so many, especially young people, who are seeking to overcome drug addiction, alcoholism and chemical dependency, that a clear witness is given to the gospel of Christ amid a consumer society so far removed from God. After this brief prayer with the community of poor clares, Pope Benedict XVI then left the chapel and on foot made his way through the gardens to a football field where the young people were waiting anxiously to say hello to him. They greeted him enthusiastically, joyfully, with song and with dance. There they presented him gifts, including a ring of solidarity, the same ring that is given to all those who enter the community of hope. The Pope watched and applauded these young men and women's performances and thanked them for their gifts, smiling and waving frequently from the tribal throne that the fazendeiros from Aparecida had built for him. Some of the young people, visibly moved, spoke to the Pope, telling him their stories, telling him of their hardships, of their encounter with God at the fazenda, and of their regained hope. Três jovens da fazenda de Esperança. Eu me senti muito amada. Pope Benedict XVI listened, and embracing them with great affection, he then spoke to them.
Queridos amigos e amigas, eis-me finalmente na fazenda Esperança.
He noted that Brazil's statistics concerning drug abuse and other forms of chemical dependency are very high. He said that the same is true of other Latin American countries. And then in unreserved tones, he urged the drug dealers to reflect on the grave harm that they are inflicting on countless young people and on adults from every level of society. God will call you to account for your deeds, he told them. Human dignity cannot be trampled on in this way. The harm done will receive the same censure that Jesus reserved for those who gave scandal to the little ones, who are, he underlined, the favorites of God. The Pope then turned to the workers of Agenda and of the other thousands of communities throughout the world who dedicate their lives to recovering those who have lost themselves to addiction. He said, through treatment, which includes medical, psychological, and educational assistance, and through much prayer, manual work, and discipline, many people, particularly young people, have already succeeded in freeing themselves from alcohol and drug dependency, thereby recovering meaning in their lives. He expressed his profound appreciation for this work, which has the charism of St. Francis of Assisi and the spirituality of the Focolare movement as its spiritual foundation. The Pope said that reintegration in society undoubtedly demonstrates the effectiveness of the Fazenda's initiatives. Indeed, official statistics say that over 60% of people who enter into the Fazenda community never again return to abuse and addiction. Yet it is the conversion, said the Pope, the rediscovery of God and the active participation in the life of the Church which attract even greater attention and which confirm the importance of this work. He said, it is not enough to care for the body. We must adorn the soul with the most precious divine gifts acquired through baptism. Before taking his leave of the Fazenda, the Pope blessed Brother Hans Stapel and Nelson Giovanelli Ross for having answered God's call to devote their lives to these young people. He also blessed those thousands who had gathered to greet him and affectionately told them to have hope and to be apostles of hope throughout society in the future.
Hema also visited the centre ahead of the Pope's visit and spoke to some of the people there, like Antonio, who told her his story of addiction. Let's listen.
Nestled in the valleys of the Serra Hills to the north of Sao Paulo, there is a farm where they harvest hope. In Brazilian it's called the Fazenda de Esperanza, and the people who live there proudly call themselves fazenderos. But it's no ordinary farm and they are no ordinary people.
I am Nelson Giovanelli, Rosendo dos Santos, and I have begun with Frei Hans Stapel this experience 24 years ago.
Nelson Giovanelli dos Santos is the co-founder of the Fazenda de Esperanza. I met him last week when I traveled there to see why Pope Benedict had chosen to add this unlikely place to the tight schedule of his five-day visit to Brazil.
I lost my house, my work, together with another friends. We rented one house, but in our mind, we have not a farm. Mm-hmm. After, we became one farm, another farm, because the people saw this community and want to help us.
As our bus pulled in across the wooden bridge and the farm came into sight, my first impression was of an idyllic mountain farm surrounded by majestically rising foothills. But with one difference, it was crawling with boys and young men industriously at work, sweeping, hoeing, painting and putting the final touches on outlying wooden cabins. As we came to a stop, one of those young men broke off from the rest and waving came towards us, calling "Bem-vindo," welcome in Portuguese. His name was Marco, and he was to be our guide around the farm that afternoon. Speaking in rapid Portuguese that I could barely understand, he proudly showed us the great wooden stage which he and his fellow fazenderos had built for Pope Benedict, and the traditional tribal throne that had been painstakingly carved. Sitting on the throne was the other founder, German friar Hans Stapel, the spiritual father for the community of boys, young men, and older men, desperate to escape their past and recover their future. For the Fazenda de Esperanza is a rehabilitation center where men, drug addicts and convicted criminals are given a second chance and hope, as Nelson Giovanelli explains.
They come here with their life totally destroyed. they begin to live the gospel and receive this freedom.
The strength.
Our name is Fazenda de Esperanza, Farm of Hope.
24 years on, and Marcos is an example of these children, boys and girls, victims of the devastating poverty which racks the favelas of Brazil's cities. A crack addict since the age of 15, he lost his sister to hepatitis, and his brother, his only remaining family, lives on $60 a month, the social security which the government concedes to people dying of AIDS. It was his brother who first brought Marcos to Nelson and Frey Hands. After a lifetime of drugs, crime and prison, as he faced his death, he decided he didn't want to the last remaining member of his family to become yet another Brazilian statistic marked up due to its social wounds. Marco had been at the farm for a year now and says that he doesn't want to leave, but that's not the way it works.
They come here and discover this family and go back their community and want to live this new experience with their family, their work, their friends, and also they want to give the experience to another boys and girls that have the same problem, like outside. All produce in order to sell.
Curious to find out more about what the fazendeiros thought about life on the farm, I asked Marco if he knew anyone who spoke English. Because you see, these men and boys come from all over the world. Drugs, violence and crime know no race, religion or age. He darted off to shortly reappear with Antonio Carlos de Souza Godoy, who committed himself to the farm 1 year ago after he almost died from a drug overdose at the age of 60. I asked him to describe his experience on the farm with the younger boys and what effect he thought the Pope's visit would have on the community.
What is the general feeling among the boys about this visit that is not only Pope Benedict, there's also 3,000, are there 2,000 young boys from the fazendas
yes,
all over the world?
Around 3,000. They started to arrive yesterday. Day after tomorrow, we go to the barracks.
The tents on the hills.
The tents on the hills, yes. I know where my camp is.
And you'll all be camping out on these fantastic hills that are surrounding the farm.
Yes. We have to kneel down, okay, and say to the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God, wherever, I'm here.
Time had come for us to leave as the evening came down on the fazenda. Boys were coming in from the fields from their work, and Nelson was preoccupied with last-minute adjustments to the flowers around the white chapel, which had been built especially for the papal visit. The chapel of St. Clair, dedicated to the order who ran the farm for girls further down the valley. Marco accompanied us to the bus, still chatting away in Portuguese. Hundreds are coming, he said, from Germany, from Russia, and even from Africa, from our farms around the world, all to meet Pope Benedict. This is what I want to do when I grow up, he said. I want to work with boys like me, with children who never really had a chance. And smiling, he left us to return to the farm where his fellow fazendeiros were preparing for the evening meal. And I thought to myself that this had all come from one man's ability to overcome his fear and prejudices, his ability to really reach out and help. Marco, the last of a family devastated by the ills of society, was exactly the same age as me.
A big thank you to Ema for sharing with us her visit to the rehabilitation centre. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.